Don't give me no reason to go through your phone. This is deeper than me, you and other women. This is daddy issues. This is years putting up when the rules are niggas. So hold on, hold on, don't let me go. Hold on, hold on, boy. Hey. So hold on, hold on, don't let me go. Hold on, hold on.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to your safe space. As always, I am your host, High Frequency, and we are here to talk about some crazy shit. However, this week, I feel like we're switching gears a little bit because we're here with my favorite cousin. I feel like I say that about all my cousins, by the way. But, like, low-key, me and homegirl are the same person.
But you deadass don't say that about all your cousins, though.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was about to say, that's about to get me caught up times 10.
All your favorites are different.
Yeah.
I'm your favorite cousin. You don't have a favorite sister because that's just not...
Yeah, my sisters are love. But, like, I have things that I appreciate about all of y'all. But before we get into any of this shit, let me give a quick rundown and then homegirl can introduce herself because we honestly talk so much that we will be going for, like, hours. So I really need to make sure that we stay on track today because we will be here forever. So this week's episode is a culmination of relationship advice I've gathered from Twitter, Instagram, and just me reflecting on it. And let me point out that taking relationship advice from social media is, like, not the best move. But coming from someone who literally didn't grow up in a healthy environment, at a lot of times I felt myself turning to other people, social media, and honestly just anywhere to try to figure out what this love shit is and how I should move through it. So I figured, why not just have a conversation about it since we're all freaking out about what love truly is anyways, and then we can move forward. So before we hop into that, homegirl, introduce yourself, please.
Hello, I'm Elle. My social media is ELLEJ000. I identify like Naomi. I'm a fucking, like, I guess I'm heterosexual. I've really only been in love with one man, and I love bitches.
Hi, Key. So, real quick, Naomi is my best friend. She was on episode 6 and episode 7, so Love, Sex, and Drugs, and Kinks and Fetishes, those two episodes. And she described herself as heterosexual, mainly, with bisexual tendencies. But I've always felt like, I don't know, I guess this is just, like, me in my head, but I always felt like you weren't straight. So when you popped up with this nigga, I was mad confused.
All the men that I had interacted with before him had always been, I don't know, lacking in some type of way. Or I always felt like I was with a facade of somebody. I never felt like I was with anybody. So he's different. There's a lot of genuine feelings there.
That's interesting. Because when I reflect on my past relationships, I always felt like I was depressed in love. Like, I always just felt like I was depressed and the person I was with was depressed. So we kind of just, like, came together to try and feel less depressed. Yeah, but then, like, we ended up just being mad depressed together. That wasn't all of them, but that was, like, 90% of them.
Especially at the age that we're at, when we think that we're in relationships and we're really just not dealing with our problems and going to talk to some guy and having sex.
As if a nigga who's been taught to be stunted emotionally is going to help us with anything.
Right.
I be thinking about that shit. Like, we really out here getting into relationships. Well, we're out here getting into relationships to heal something within us, but it's like...
It was, like, great escapes.
Yeah.
I think great escapes.
I have
and
a
they
bunch
weren't
of
really that great.
That's facts. So, recently, like I said, I guess I just started being in a relationship. I don't really know how to explain this because I'm not really a relationship type of person.
It is... weird, especially because there's, like, mutual feelings there. Like, there's complete understanding. Not a lot of people get into relationships as slowly as you did.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, it was easy because you guys weren't around each other.
Yeah. I really feel like absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Definitely.
Like, me and this nigga was really building something for an entire year. And then we're like, okay, maybe we should be in a relationship
right
now. Because I think about it, I'm like, people talking about 3-month mark and then you get into a relationship. It's like, nah, 3 months? Like, you could hide who you are really well for 3 months.
Mm.
I need to see all that shit. I need to see the ups, the downs, the weird shit, the really good shit, and then decide if I'm really about to partner up with your ass. Because you're not about to bring any dead energy into my life.
Niggas love bringing dead energy into life and then manipulating that energy.
And making, like, you think you the problem.
Oh, she's fucked up? Well, I mean, she could be fucked up. She's still gonna fuck me.
That's nigga's favorite line. But I still hit though.
I'll still hit though. I still hit though.
I hate that I still hit though shit. That sounds so childish. So childish.
I mean, niggas are childish. Niggas, all niggas are 30 going on 25.
That's not what she said.
All
this
niggas
morning.
Are 30 going you on said, 21. He's 21 years old, though. He's 21 going on 16.
Mm. Okay, so we was talking about her nigga. I'm going to just put that out there. Because he was there. He heard it. It's not like we was talking shit. But she was like, my nigga's 21 going on 16. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's a problem. But also, I low-key get it because niggas mature very slowly.
Mm-hmm. Niggas do mature slowly. I apologize.
It's okay.
Can we talk about feelings for other people in relationships? Like, I've been in this relationship for 2 years. I don't have feelings for nobody, but every time I see a basketball player on TV, mm-hmm. I'm just like, yo, that nigga looks like Jonathan, but I would fuck him.
Okay, so that's weird because Jonathan is our cousin that plays basketball, but like,
all basketball players look the same.
The same thought cut. Haircut.
Oh, no, he cut his hair, so technically them niggas
but
don't look like Jonathan.
But did he not anymore. Have the thought cut at one point? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Exactly. He like, cut it right, off. Like right, literally, yeah. They all have the same yeah. fucking haircut. No, but I understand what you're saying. I don't really think I like basketball players. JK, every dude I've ever dated was a basketball
they're
player.
They're fucking gorgeous. They're trash.
I think that's what I can't get past.
It's not even the, like, because football players don't do it for me. Like, soccer players do it for me. Basketball
players
do it for me. Mm-hmm. Rugby players do not do it for me.
I don't even remember what. Don't they just look like fancy soccer players?
Rugby players?
Yeah.
Rugby players look like dressed down football players.
I don't like football players. I'm not into like
I don't like
hyper-masculinity.
Football because it's not football. It's rugby. It's American rugby. Football is a soccer.
Like, ain't that America crazy how we so just take annoying. Everything and make it our own?
Yeah.
What an ode to Thanksgiving. Mad so Thanksgiving. Today's Thanksgiving. This what is the day that we're recording this. Facts. Just white people just coming in and taking shit like it's their own. Throwing names on it, throwing labels, passing it off as their own. Yo, people talk mad shit about white people, but like they're mad smart. How you pass on all that generational trauma and all these tools to just suppress people? Through generation
and they
generation.
Keep it going through social media.
I think it's, yeah, like literally every system that they create perpetuates itself. Like it reinforces the fuckery. They literally create systems. It's not just like family ties and like family mindsets. It's that plus systemic shit. Mm-hmm. That's why they're getting away with it. Because even if you want to get rid of it, you can't.
They slide systemic shit into everything. Into
everything.
School, into family, into everything.
The prison system. Like,
into
literally.
The prison system. School is prison.
Yeah. What Excuse is that me, shit called? It's like the school to...
To prison pipeline. You know about
yes,
that?
Yes, the school to prison pipeline. Like, once I found out about that, I need to find a really good definition to just drop because...
No, that's real life. That's real life. It starts off with the problematic child in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he's a problem. I'm just going to send him to the counselor. So I send him to the counselor. He goes to the counselor. He talks to the counselor a little bit. But the counselor doesn't really give a fuck because the counselor has to counsel 300 more students. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, your mom doesn't love you? I mean, that's not really that big of a deal. This child's getting beaten by his mom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, fine, you don't feel like it's a big deal, but because of that, it's hard for me to function in class.
Exactly.
So I need, like, I need solo help.
Bro, literally, okay, so I didn't want to talk about this on the podcast because I don't want to get caught up, but I'm going to just say anyways, I am a preschool teacher, and there are so many students in my school who are foster children, and because of their at-home life, like, their parents literally don't give a fuck about them at all. Like, they need to be picked up at 6 o'clock, and their parents not pulling up till 7:30 type shit.
Yeah.
And these kids are reading that, and they understand that their parents don't give a fuck about them. So they come to school looking for love, and they just want attention, so they act out in any way that they possibly can, and then that's how they get in trouble.
Yeah.
But then when they need counseling... Right. There's fucking tax cuts, so now there's only one counselor per all these students.
Yeah.
Like, how is your brain not making these connections as a society that we're not helping these kids?
And then it's like when they get to you in the after-school program, it doesn't matter. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in an after-school program.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to children...
Wait, you
when
teach
children,
in an after-school program?
I used to.
Okay.
When children get to the after-school program, it's like they're looking for love in other people. I will give you love. I will always give you love.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an extent, and there needs to be an understanding. I'm not your mom. If you do something wrong, I will tell your mom.
Mm-hmm.
If your mom doesn't do anything about it, I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to act like that around me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm not... Like I said, I'm not your mother. I'm not going to police you. But like, you won't be involved in any of the fun activities that I have planned because I cannot deal with you.
That's what I do. That's my method. Like, I'm not raising my voice at you. I'm just going to tell you twice. You don't listen to me twice, you're not playing outside during playtime. You're sitting in the office. Yeah, you're going to sit next to me and we're going to talk about what the fuck you did and you're going to watch your friends play.
Exactly.
And it works, though. You don't have to raise your voice at these
and
kids.
And let's have an understanding. Why are you even doing this? Because I wanted to get blah blah's attention. Why do you need blah blah's attention? Because she hit me first and now she acts like it doesn't matter.
Okay, and now you feel like you're unheard and like you're being overlooked just like you are at home, right?
And who did you tell that they hit you? Nobody. So then how are we supposed to deal with it?
Yo, I'm telling you, working with kids sometimes, I be thinking about the conversations I have with these kids and I'm like, wow. Like, I had to break up a fight because one kid was trying to eat the other kid. What? What is my life, my nigga?
No, that's real life. Duh. I got bit by one of the kids in my after-school program.
Yeah, that's everyday
shit. He really
shit.
Bit me.
Children are really out of pocket.
Oh, dear.
So can we talk about how I really want children and how, like, I really can't fight this urge? Well, let's talk about what we were talking about earlier. Where this need for wanting children comes from.
Because our parents fucked us up.
Yeah.
And it's like, once you say that to a parent, it's like, I fucked you up! I gave you food! I loved you! Like, no... You made sure I didn't die and literally tried to make me into something that you wanted me to be. Like, you didn't really...
Like, you gave me fuel to be the type of bitch that you wanted me to be. But the second I didn't do that, now all of a sudden, I'm, like, the worst person on the face of this planet.
Exactly.
Like, listen, I am a free spirit. A free spirit. I will always explore what I want to explore. I will respect you during the process. But if you can't respect that at the bare minimum...
How can I even be around you?
That's not parenting.
How can
That's
I
control.
You? And I say shit like, Mom, you fucked me up. And it's like, I fucked you up. Man, yo,
like,
just
you're
chill,
still doing
mom.
It. Like,
just chill. Just chill.
It's so crazy how many things from your childhood affect who you are now. I'm, like, literally a product of my childhood.
I like black on my boyfriend. Because my mom, this is exactly what my mom does. And I noticed it the other day because he was hanging out with his friends. And I heard a girl's voice in the background, and I was like, yo, I don't want to talk to you right now, goodbye. And it was like,
why?
And I hung up on him before he even said anything.
Why?
Because I was gonna be like, who is that? It was going to be like, nobody. And it probably really is nobody. But it's like, that's not enough information for me.
So what do you want him to do, though?
Tell me where you are, how you got there, what are you doing, like...
And send a picture of the bitch?
Send a picture of the bitch, even if you don't know her.
Oh, my God.
But that's not healthy at all.
At all.
At all. My mom, she needs to have full control. And it's like, I took that from her. Like, I need full control as well. I need all the information. I need to know why, when, where, how, who.
But that's also where anxiety stems from, because you're not always going to know everything about a situation.
And it's, I just need to deal with that. But it's like, I never can. My mom, she makes up her own scenarios, and that's what I start doing. So she's like, she lost $5. She lost it. She can't find it. She lost it. So it's like, somebody took my $5 on my wallet.
Yo.
Somebody took my $5 on my wallet because I know I put $5 in my wallet and somebody took it. And it's like, so for me, it's like, you're obviously fucking bitches because you didn't answer my call. You didn't answer my call, so you're fucking bitches.
Okay, so can I point out two things that you just did? One, you just catastrophized like shit. You took something so small. That nigga could have been just walking out the corner store and there was somebody talking to their kid in the background.
Right.
And you literally just accused that nigga of like disrespecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you stay trying to read this nigga's mind.
I do.
Trying to read people's minds will only leave you pissed off because now you've created 8 different possible scenarios and they all got you mad.
Right.
And then now you're taking anger out on him just because he was like, walking out the corner store. Like, what the fuck?
Facts.
This poor nigga.
This nigga has dealt with me for 2 years. But the thing is, I notice my toxic behavior, what my mom never does, she never apologizes. Even if she finds the $5 in her pocket, because she didn't put it in her wallet, it's like, nah, somebody put it there.
She'll play it off.
And she'll walk away. And that's the end of the story. Nobody is never allowed to bring that shit up again.
But do you realize how, that's abuse.
But I will go back to him and be like, I know I freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
I know I freaked out. I'm sorry. It's all on me. I have no idea how I even get to that point, but I do. And I really don't want you to think that I'm a crazy person. Even though I am a crazy person, because all women are crazy. We all, yes, we are all crazy.
Okay. I think...
Name one woman in your life that's not crazy.
But listen.
No.
That's not crazy?
That is not
I don't genuinely believe that women are as crazy as we paint them out to be. I think when it comes to a lot of situations in relationships, I genuinely just think it comes from the fact that we're just trying to make sense of shit.
I'm not even talking about relationships.
But, like, think about it. A lot of the times when we spaz and shit, it's just because we're trying to make sense of things.
True.
So labeling that as crazy, I feel like when you label things as crazy, it's such a cop-out, and it allows people to just leave it at that and not explore it any further.
Research, I mean, not the research. Definition. Google what? Crazy
means. Define crazy?
Yeah, I want
to
know.
Your name is about to pop the fuck up.
No, definitely. That ass.
Lacking sensitivity. Oh, wait, no.
Really?
No. That was crass. That was crass. Okay.
I was like,
so, whoa. Crazy is mentally deranged, especially as manifested in a wild or aggressive way. Oh, fucking crazy.
Damn. Women are crazy. Okay. As women already hold more emotion than men.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, this is why I need a man that can get crazy at a point. He's never yelled at me,
mm-hmm.
but he's always been like, yo, you have to understand that you're wilding right now.
Mm-hmm. Like, what Chuck you?
Yeah, like, it's like, he'll never make me feel bad for the craziness that I take. Because I do take shit crazy. Like, mm-hmm. I definitely did, like, the time that I called you the other day. I will take shit a step further than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But women, our emotions are just wild. This is why I don't understand why women don't have period leave. This is why I don't understand why women have period leave. Every 7 years, your body changes. This girl just put me on about that. She's like, yo, I was 21, and now I'm 31. You think that I feel the same way that I did back when I was 21?
Fuck no.
I'm healthy as fuck. I may look like I'm 21. I'm healthy as fuck, but I still, my boobs are still changing shape. You feel me?
That's crazy that our bodies can do that, though.
But it's the hormones in our body. So it's like, why don't we have period leave? Bitches be like, I could do anything a man could do. And it's like, yeah, I know, but you don't have to. So why are you?
Yeah, I really feel that. I feel like this shift that's happening in our society, women are realizing their power, and we're starting to unpack a lot of really fucked up generational shit.
Yes.
And as a result, instead of us trying to find a balance between masculinity and femininity, a lot of women are just trying to be so masculine.
Oh.
And it's like, yo, we spent all this time dragging these niggas for being hyper-masculine.
And we're acting like that.
Yeah, and now you're doing the same shit. Like, being androgynous and having a balance between masculine and feminine, I honestly think that that's key. You need to have a balance, because being hyper-feminine...
I need a man in my life that can understand that when he's showing his feelings to me, it's not being feminine. It is feminine energy, actually, but it doesn't make you a female.
I struggle with that.
Feminine
energy?
I don't
think showing your energy is feminine.
It's not.
That's just being vulnerable. Like,
exactly.
There's no gender to that shit.
Exactly.
I don't even really
energy
believe in gender,
not
to be
have,
honest.
Exactly. Energy doesn't have a gender.
Yeah.
And...
Wow. Energy does not have a gender.
It doesn't.
I love that.
It really doesn't. And there's, like... There's... The only reason I go towards gender, or I say anything about it, is because of procreation.
Mm-hmm.
You fit into me. That's it. But at the end of the day, I can still fit into a woman. Mm-hmm. Not inside, mm-hmm. but we line up. You feel me? We still line up. And you can line up with a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can still line up. We still line up. Like, it's just a connection thing. It's a connection thing. How can I say this? It's never more than the other. Like, it's always an equal balance of something coming together. You feel mm-hmm. me? Yes, we are different. The only thing that I could say about it is, like, I don't know. You're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe gender doesn't exist.
Quick definition of sex and gender.
I said that.
Biological sex is literally what your genitalia is. So if you have a vagina, your biological sex is female.
Okay.
If you have a penis, male. Gender is... Oh, fuck. You see, I already fucked it up. Gender is literally me saying that you're male. So biological sex is you have that penis, you have that vagina. Mm-hmm. Gender is taking it an extra step and saying, okay, so because of that, you're male, you're female. Those are the labels that, like, we've placed as a society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look up the definition on that, because I want to give you, like, clear cut sex versus gender.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when we move this conversation forward, it's completely accurate. So... The distinction between sex and gender differentiates a person's biological sex, their anatomy of their reproductive system.
That's the word I was looking
mm-hmm.
for. Anatomy.
Anatomy.
That's the only difference that I see. Anatomy.
Yes.
The physical proportions of your body are different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
But the physical proportions of my body are different than yours, Gabs. We not the same.
Exactly.
We do not look the same.
Because niggas put... Wait. Niggas putting too much emphasis on that.
My pussy mask in
me. Hey, but bullshit bomb, though.
Oh, you feel me?
Okay, bitch.
You feel me? Like, our anatomies are not the same. So how can you fucking sit here and tell me, like, yo, nobody's anatomy is the same. Mm-hmm. Nobody's anatomy is the same. And so when niggas put on that, like, oh, you're a woman, you have to do this. Like, first of all, I'm a woman, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. Don't do that to me. I'm a woman, I want to do this.
Wait, real fast. I didn't explain what gender was. Mm. Gender is the social roles that come along with the sex. Oh. So that is male, female, but like you saying, because I'm a male, I need to be masculine. I need to be the one that throws out the trash. And because I'm female, I'm going to be the one that washes the dishes. Mm-hmm. Just to give a definition, that way nobody gets confused. Mm-hmm. But back to what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Well, what you're saying kind of leads into what I was saying, but... Mm-hmm. Like, just because you're a male, there's a protection thing that I think that there is. You see how we were talking about you guys were talking about sadomasochism in the last podcast.
Sadomasochism, mm-hmm. That's you enjoy inflicting pain and receiving pain.
So, I feel like all women have a little bit of masochism in them. A little bit.
Oh, I love this conversation!
Yay! I feel like all women have a little bit of masochism in them, and I feel like all men have a little bit of sadism in them. Mm-hmm. But... even if, like, there's always a point where it's like, yo, that's mine, I need to protect it. Mm-hmm. And that's where motherhood comes in. That's mine, I need to protect it. But once you have somebody's child, it's like, that's my family, I need to protect it. Mm-hmm. I can't be around somebody that doesn't have that trait, you feel me? Like, niggas out here, like, oh, yeah, I got a son, or whatever.
But the protective thing, that's what goes into gender roles. I don't think that only...
But I just said that when a woman has a child, she needs to protect it.
No, but yeah, but you don't think men aren't capable of that?
No, I'm saying the protection thing is in both male and women.
Okay, okay.
It comes from both of us.
Okay, no, I thought you were saying that it was a primarily female thing, but okay.
Mm-mm. It's both a male and female thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's the point. Like, we can both feel the same thing. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day... I need to protect my fetus, and I need to protect my family are still different, but it's still the same thing.
How?
Because it's protection. Mm-hmm. I want to watch over you. I want to make sure you're safe. I want to feed you. I want to make sure that you don't die. I want to make sure that you're mentally well. Mm-hmm. When a man is able to sit with a woman and understand her feelings and try to work it out with her, that's protection in my book. That's protection.
Yeah.
You're protecting me from my own feelings, because I really could have just, like, picked up your phone and thrown it at your face.
Oh, so that's like a form of, like, that's a form of love.
Exactly. And so it's, we all do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why we try to label it so differently.
As different. Yeah, because, like, even as you were explaining that, I thought you were trying to explain it as it was two different things because that's what I'm so used to. But it's like, no. Mm. Like, literally, we just have different genitalia. What the fuck does that change? Are you kidding? Like, our society.
It changes
really...
mindset? Because, wait.
Uh-oh.
Wait. It's the only thing I don't fuck with about this society. It's the only thing that I don't fuck with about this. And you may not agree with this, but at the end of the day, yo, women are prizes. Women are prizes. They forgot. Sure, a man can be a prize. Yeah, I feel that. But he's still the hunter at the end of the day. At the end of the day.
I need to think about this for a couple of seconds. Man is the hunter. Woman is the prize.
Yes.
I don't like that.
Yep.
Because that just implies that women are objects that need to be attained. I don't need to be attained.
Why do you have to be... Why do you have to feel that way?
But think about it.
Why can't you just feel like a prize?
But why am I being hunted?
Because you cannot hunt.
Why can't I hunt?
Because you do not have a spear.
Who took it? Why don't I have the spear?
You never had one.
Why not?
Because you were born without one.
What are you talking about, a spear? Are you talking about a penis?
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
Girl.
And two prizes sure as hell can win each other. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, two prizes can win each other. Hell yeah, two hunters can hunt each other. Hell yeah. But at the end of the day, you're still a prize.
I think I'm just stuck. One is the hunter and one is the prize to be attained. Like, why does it have to be like that?
Because you do not have... Where are your tools for...
Hi, Sarah. Can you... Oh, my fucking God. This whole episode is about to just be shit now. Because Sarah has come to claim her territory. Sarah, can you please go upstairs? I'll call you when we're done, please. Look at her face. She's pissed.
Okay.
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 I'll come and get you in half an hour, okay? Can you go upstairs, please? Please. Thank you. I love you. Kisses. I love you so much.
I love you.
Oh, I love you. Bye, shushu.
Bye, shushu doo-doo. Bye, shushu doo-doo.
Bye. Okay. I think I'm just stuck on the fact that
I'm still putting into roles, yes. I'm still putting into roles, and that's why you're uncomfortable with the thought of it. I understand that.
Yeah, because when I'm in a relationship, when I'm pursuing someone or someone's pursuing me, I could see the one is being hunted, like someone's looking to pursue something. But I view it as a balance. Like, if I'm interested in you, I don't want someone to be on a different playing field than I am. I want us to be on equal level, and we could pursue each other. And if it matches up and the vibe is right, cool. If it's not, then we can maybe find a different type of connection or just go our separate ways. But once you have like a hierarchy or like someone is doing this, someone's doing that, I feel like that you just, it's like starting off on the wrong foot for me.
I feel like women still don't understand that they're the prize. Even if
I am a prize. I'm fucking amazing, but he's a prize too. She's a prize too. That's my, that's the way I look at it.
He's a hunter.
Well, I'm not into niggas hunting me. I think it's because I have like an alpha personality, but like not even alpha personality. I used to. When it came to men. But like, I don't know. It needs to be equal playing field or else I don't feel comfortable. Because I wouldn't feel comfortable if someone had more power than I did.
Of course it's the equal playing field. The playing field is different from roles, you feel me? Because we didn't come in through the same locker room, you feel me? But we're still on the same
playing field. Okay, but who created the locker room field? Who created the locker room? Society.
I feel you, but like, we're not going through the same doctor procedures.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Because
back to anatomy. Back to anatomy. We're not going through the same doctoral procedures or, like, physical anatomy procedures or anything of that like. Mm-hmm. But we're still coming out in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going to be coming out in the same place. The playing field can never be unleveled. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It can never be unleveled. But at the end of the day, we are not the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And you are still the prize.
Okay.
You can have my child.
Mm-hmm.
You can have my child. I can put my seed in you and you can give birth to my child. You are the prize, period, point blank. You are the prize.
You're talking from the perspective of a nigga?
Yes.
Okay.
You are the prize. Me? I can't have my own child. I can't put my own seed in this world. Mm-hmm. I need help with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that by myself.
Yeah, because we're equals and we're coming together to create something awesome.
Yes, but you have to give me consent in order to do that.
Yes.
You, the prize.
Yes.
Exactly.
And the prize has to get consent from the other prize.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, but I think for me, like, I think for me, like gender doesn't matter at all. Gender doesn't matter at all to me. Like, literally, when it comes to dating, when it comes to just, like, a family member, anybody, I don't care what your genitalia is. I don't care if you have a penis, if you have a vagina, if you're trans, if you don't even identify with the gender, I don't care. So I think that's where the difference comes in.
I don't think that it matters crazy, but I just don't feel like women are respecting themselves as much as they used to.
Used to? I don't even think we had the option to respect ourselves before. Niggas had.
I mean, before niggas was. I mean, before westernization, before way before that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, yo, I had to kill an animal to even be in the same room as you. You feel me?
So that, okay, that's what I'm saying. By society created that whole hunter prize thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's not truly, like, biologically, we were created as equals. But if you look to the Bible, which is something society created, if you look to anything that society has created, they have been trying to tell us that men need to pursue us and men need to be the hunters. So that's what I'm saying. That mindset comes from society, not us. That's not really our thought. That's just what this has created for us, and we have low-key been forced to operate with that mindset. But if society didn't exist, we wouldn't have that mindset.
Why not, though? Why can't they pursue us? I mean, a woman can pursue a man, but it's like, I don't know.
That's just how you would prefer things to be.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess it makes... I don't know. I don't see... I think this is kind of like reflecting my familial trauma because of my family and the way that I see my family. I feel like I see... Not to say that our father doesn't support us. He supports us very well. But it's like, I don't know. That's not what my mom wanted. This is not what my mom wanted. And
you have
feel
to unpack
like,
that for them. Mm-hmm. But unpack it in a way where you can respectfully.
I'm going to move very far and visit sometimes.
No, I mean unpack for listeners so they understand family-wise. But unpack it in a way where you feel like you can respect your perspective and your family's perspective of your situation.
Okay. So my mom wanted to do something. She had a career. And my father asked her to use that career for the family instead. So we were homeschooled. And she never was able to pursue her career as a teacher. As much as it helped me and my brothers and our growth as people, it's not what she wanted. And my father just was like, do it, and I'll provide for you. And he did. He provided for us. But it was like, I don't know. She was never really
happy. Yeah, like for the longest, I could just remember like seeing your mom just like unhappy,
sitting down, staring at the wall,
just sitting down, literally like sitting down with her feet up, just like, this is my life,
staring, bro, just staring into the abyss of like nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I totally understand wanting to stay with your children and raise them and like teach them true knowledge, because when you send your children to school run by our society, you're having all these things put onto them and you're forcing them to subscribe to the shit that society wants us to think. So when you homeschool your children, you can teach them true knowledge and what you consider to be true knowledge. But it seems like really controlling, because you think of our family, old school Haitian people. It's wife stays at home, man goes out, hunts, brings shit back to the family while wife takes care of everything at home during the day.
You know,
but it's like wife didn't have time to tend to her own needs during the day because wife had to take care of family. And now what?
Wife wanted to go climb a fucking tree and she couldn't even do that shit.
Or just simply teach other children. She wanted to raise a generation as well, and she did, but maybe she wanted to spread that knowledge a little bit further.
No, she loves her kids. She's going back to teaching.
Yay!
And she loves being with my mom. You were at her 50th birthday? She's 50.
50. Oh, her birthday's coming up.
Yes, it is.
51 and she's chasing her dreams.
The bartender at my job has the same birthday as my mom. I'm going to bring her to the bar, which is going to get fucking drunk.
Your mom is awesome. And that's what makes me so sad. It's like, wow, somebody really, like, not even somebody, but, like, just
society. Oh, I work at a bar, not a random bar. Sorry. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Our society really stunted
our growth.
Our growth, like, growth as women. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I totally see how that affects your perspective.
So, okay. I don't deny everything that I just said about, you know, Hunter Prize, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize as you were talking, just as you said, there are different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be treated a certain way. I'm going to use society as an example. Nobody's profile is the same. And you could tell by the way that people post their pictures, the way that people present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be treated a different way. And I am treated a different way. Nobody treats me the way that I don't want them to. And if they do, it's probably because we're in a work setting and I did something
you
wrong.
You can't tee up on it.
Somebody's holding me or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be treated a certain way by men and women. And they do treat me that way.
Mm-hmm. And what is that way?
Respectfully. Respectfully and just kind of like cautioned. Nobody will say anything out of pocket to me. But that's because I don't want them to.
So you mean, like, considering your feelings?
Yeah. A lot. Mm-hmm. Not even considering my feelings. Considering, just thinking before they talk.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to be spoken to. They want to know people's personal lives. They want to know, like, they just want to know. Like, they just want to be spoken to. And they don't mind any way that they're spoken. Because, like, I'll see women out. And a man will talk to them a certain way. And it's like, nah, it's valid. It's okay.
Nah, fuck that.
I'm not even talking about disrespectfully.
No.
I'm not even talking about disrespectfully.
I think I just got triggered. That's why. That wasn't what you said.
Yeah.
That was me being triggered by a personal experience.
I feel you.
You heard how quickly I just teed up.
I feel you. And it's felt.
Yeah.
And I tee up too. So you talking to this girl this way and I'm like, yo, who the fuck do you think you
are? Deadass.
But it's like, baby, it's okay. Calm down. Mm-hmm. Calm down.
I like this shit.
Yeah. Like, he can talk to me like that. Like, this nigga has the permission to speak to me that way. And it's like, oh.
Because
I didn't know that.
Ooh, that is low-key power, though.
Exactly. I didn't... See, I don't see it like that. You allow these men to speak to you that way only because you allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm thinking these niggas is just bold enough to come at you that way. But that's the way that you're allowing niggas to approach you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have that mentality of I'm the prize and this nigga's the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... It falls down on me. It only reflects on my mentality because, like... You see how yesterday I was saying women don't have the capacity to talk to men without thinking of sex?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because of the way men have always approached me, it's always been like, oh, you're cute. I'm gonna try and fuck. Mm-hmm. But it's like,
that shaped your perspective.
Yes. So when any man, like my friendly ass boyfriend, speaks to any fucking woman, mm-hmm. it's like, nah, you're trying to fuck. But it's like, nah, I just gave the bitch a compliment. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't even have the capacity to think of that, because men have always come at me like, yo, I'm trying to fuck. Mm-hmm. And that's probably how men have always gone after them.
Yeah.
So it's like, those perspectives are really blurred. So yeah, you're trying to be nice, but this bitch thinks you're trying to fuck her.
Yeah. Because when you explain to me, okay, so the situation, like you said earlier, your dude is friendly. Yes. And you just be taking that the wrong way because you feel like other girls are going to be like, oh, he's trying to fuck, and now I look stupid.
Yes.
When you said that women can't, like, low-key don't have the capacity to see a dude as just simply...
Not all women.
Yeah, but some don't have the capacity to see that, like, yo, he just genuinely gave you a compliment, wanted to keep it pushing, or he simply just wanted to be your friend. Mm-hmm. And my response to you was, well, yeah, what else did you think was going to happen in our society? Mm. Niggas are, like, so, like, centered on sex. But I got offended because I'm like, yo, are you low-key coming at women right now? And it's like, no, I'm just simply unpacking what this literally looks like all the time. I'm like, ooh.
Fuck. And then, because me, if a nigga hits me up, and I've never explained this to him this calmly, because he's my nigga and he gives me good ass dick, and it's like, yo, you can't give that dick to nobody else, nigga. But I've never...
That's controlling. Yes. And possessive.
Yes, it is. And you could... It's that. I wrote this in my diary, and I'm going to share this with you and your listeners. Uh-huh. And I'm going to make you listen to this. Babe, this is a poem to you, fake. Anyways.
Fake.
And it goes, the interactions that you have with others are yours. I have no claim to them. I just guess I feel entitled to your time. But I have to believe that you'll always find the time that you spend with me as precious as I find it. Even if you may have those interactions. I just always had a problem with belief and faith. I started questioning and never stopped. And now it's rooted deep into the belief in myself. And I guess that's why I'm so insecure when he's around these beautiful, majestic skateboarder women. Like, mm-hmm. You have to have a certain amount of confidence to be able to skateboard.
That's a fact, because you just busting your ass 90% OD, of the time.
And then getting back up. Mm-hmm. Yo, it's so hard for me to get back up, even in life.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I do it, but that shit is hard. These bitches do it every day in front of his face. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's like... Of course I'm a little insecure.
Because they are showing a level of vulnerability that takes you, like, 10 more minutes of overthinking to achieve.
Yo! You feel me?
I think about that. Like, when I introduce, like... I don't introduce bitches to my nigga like that at all. Like, literally, you...
You can't even introduce bitches to
literally! Because we fucking live so far away! Okay, anyway. So, let me ask you a question. I'm trying to think of a way to say this in a respectful way. Mm-hmm. Because... I don't know. Everybody has different interpretations of respectful, so I'm just trying to make sure I hit both of ours. Mm-hmm. When you guys started off your relationship, was it open already?
Oh, my God, my bitch ass. So I went into it because we were young. We were both 19 when we had started talking. We're still young, of course. I still feel this way. Mm-hmm. When we had gotten together, I told him, I don't care what you do. Just don't make me not a part of you. You feel me? Like, if we decide to do something together, it's going to be a unit thing. I don't want you to feel like it's going to be on some, this bitch is just my add-on or whatever. I don't know. I just didn't want to feel like not a part of his life. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be like a regular-ass bitch, because I'm not. Mm-hmm. So... I told him, you can fuck bitches. I don't care. Fuck bitches. Do what you want. Mm-hmm. But don't make me look stupid.
What would make you look stupid?
You fucking bitches, me not knowing, and then me end up meeting this bitch, and she knows she fucked my nigga, and I didn't even know.
That shit?
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, no.
That's exactly what happened.
See, that's what blows my fucking mind. If the relationship is open, and there's certain criteria, and you still do some dumb shit, even after so many rules have been taken away. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro.
So I hope you heard that.
Come on, bro. Like, I literally.
Hope you heard that.
Come on.
So that's exactly what he did. And yeah, it does play a little bit on my insecurity because that bitch wasn't even that bad. Not to say that you weren't beautiful, my love, if you ever hear this, which I'm pretty sure you won't. But
you'd be surprised. I got niggas in fucking Philippines listening to this shit.
Nah, she was beautiful, but I don't know. Like, it just... I don't want to say I had a one-up on her. I don't want to be like... See, this is not fair. Like, yeah. This is not fair. I don't want to not like this bitch.
But this is what I was talking about. The hierarchy in relationships. Like, once you even allow that to be a thing, even the slightest bit, it fucking mudslides into everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, realistically, when you have the hunter and then the prize, there's always going to be a better prize. Mm-hmm. So now when other bitches come in the mix, you're like, oh, nah, I'm not no regular bitch. I'm better than her.
But it's like, nah.
But it's your entire foundation and system is ingrained upon that shit. It's the same thing as white people and systemic bullshit. Even if you want to get rid of the bullshit, you can't because you got to get rid of the whole system.
That's true.
So that's now true. Look.
I do need to start over.
I'm telling you, you guys need to come together and be like, all right, what we've been doing has not been working. Can we just...
But we did it. This is last year's bullshit. This is last year's bullshit.
I'm glad you called it bullshit because that's not where y'all are at now.
No, definitely not. We definitely moved on from it. But it happened, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So it happened and I didn't even get to choose or to do anything about it. I might cry a little bit. Okay. Because... He told me afterwards, like, months later.
He didn't tell you right after?
After he started being, like, the best nigga in the world. Mm. You feel me? So, it's like, I can't even be mad at blank right now because I'm mad at blank in the past.
Nah, but you can be mad about it. Just because you felt guilty and you started to act right and then now you told me, like, thank you for acting right, but... It low-key looks like you acting right because you was feeling guilty.
It's so weird, like... I mean, like, it's so weird, I don't know. But because of that, I feel like there's still, like... I don't know, there's insecurity there. I just don't... I don't want to be out here looking like a fool. But then my brothers ask me, they're like, why do you need to know what he does? And that's where it comes in again, like...
But honestly, though.
The things that he does have to do with him, but you made me a part of it when I ended up hanging out with this bitch, smoking with this bitch, while she knows that
you
fucked her and you're my nigga, and I'm out here like I cooked you a home cooked meal.
To the girl?
I cooked him a home cooked meal. Mm-hmm. I made him a nice home cooked meal, and I brought it over to him, and we're chilling. We're all chilling. We're smoking, and we're sitting down. Actually, now that I think about it, I was sitting down with two bitches that he fucked.
And he didn't tell you nothing?
No, I knew that he fucked one of them. That bitch was nothing, to be honest. And that's no offense to her, but she don't treat herself the way that women should be treating herself. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing anybody else can do about it. That bitch does not treat herself like she's anything. So at the end of the day, that's how it comes off. You're nothing. Okay. So...
That's fucked up, but, like, low-key, though.
That's how you treat yourself, though, bro. Yeah, I'm not gonna treat you better than you treat yourself.
I'm conflicted on that, but we could definitely unpack that later. I'm gonna treat you with love, but that's just it. Like, that's just me as a human, just treating you with love. But
I'm gonna treat you with respect.
Yeah.
I don't know about love, because...
I treat everyone.
I don't love her.
No, but I love everyone. Honestly, even the worst people, I could see some good in you. That's not going to take away from the shit that you did. But you still need to suffer for the fucked up shit that you did, but I love you.
I respect you. I will always respect you. I will always respect her. I will always respect her grind. I'll always respect her being. I don't think I could love her. But the point is, I ended up smoking with this bitch, having a whole conversation with this, trying to make her feel comfortable. I'm thinking in my head, why is this bitch so uncomfortable? Everybody here is mad lit. And I'm like, trying to make this bitch feel comfortable. And he's in the corner, sitting down, not saying anything. And I'm just like, I mean, but he's always like that. So obviously there's nothing going on. But there was something going on. And it's like, I never want to be that stupid again. Like, if you're going to bring bitches that you know into your situation, why can't I be informed?
It's literally something as simple as, like, yo, before.
And the bitch
happened,
liked him.
Oh, no.
The bitch definitely liked him.
This just gets worse. Honestly, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. If my nigga did that with how open our situation is, like, literally, it's to a point where we overshare about shit. Mm-hmm. If you can't as simply tell me, yo, I used to fuck with homegirl back in the day, or that's one of my partners. But he did that before. Exactly. So why with this girl you can't tell me that? What is there?
Now you cheated on me because I gave you all the tools to never cheat on me, mm-hmm. and you cheated on me by lying about it.
Yeah.
Or fine, it wasn't lying. You omitted information.
That's lying because he knew that by not telling you that, you would feel some type of way.
And I'm so fucked up. Like mentally, I'm fucked up because. He started acting right afterwards.
I'm sorry, but that shit don't sit well with me. That doesn't. Because that's OD manipulative, bro.
I don't know. I don't even think that's what he was trying to do. Like,
subconsciously, that's definitely what he was doing. But he probably, maybe he didn't realize that's what he was trying to do. But, like, at the same time, you have to realize that that's a human being at the end of the day. And even though a lot of us aren't really in tune, you know what the fuck you're doing. You operate in this world every day because you know what the fuck you're doing. He knows what he's doing. He just has to take that L, charge it to the game and take that L because he fucked up.
OD.
But y'all are past that, I hope.
We are just thinking about it. It's fucking me up right now.
Another one. Okay. So we were talking about redefining perspectives and your experience with being in an open situation and cheating still taking place. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was really important to talk about because people think that just because your relationship is open or you're poly, that you can't cheat. That's complete and utter bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Someone gives you the guidelines to say, listen, this is what I consider respecting me. This is what I consider disrespecting me. This is what I consider cheating and not cheating. You can literally fucking cheat. Yeah, in an open relationship, it's yes, our relationship is open, but in this open situation, I need for you to come to me first and tell me what's up, and then you go do your shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that, you cheated.
Or at least directly afterwards. Like,
yeah.
I just spent the night with this young lady. I doubt you guys will ever come into contact, but I just wanted to let you know this is what happened.
Yeah, I'm big on just tell me as soon as you can let me know. So if you at a party and you meet shorty and you're like, dang, I really want to get to know her, you obviously not going to text me and be like, hey, Gab, so
yeah.
I like this bitch. Like, no, do what you got to do. Be safe.
Not because of what happened. I was like that.
Like what?
Like, I want you to tell me before it happens.
That's a lot of work. At that point, I don't want to do nothing. That is a lot
of
work.
It doesn't make no sense. But at the end of the day, like, you did something to not... For me to not be able to trust your words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scary because I want to. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. Once trust is wavered, even the tiniest bit, that's something that, like, I focus on OD.
And I'm trying to get over it, but it's, like, hard. And you don't make it easy because you don't really talk. So I don't really know what's going on with you.
In your mind.
And it's not hurtful, but it's annoying. Like, what the fuck? Like...